In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. St. John Paul II. It sounds good, doesn't it? Yes, it does. And while I disagree with the people who at his funeral were shouting, Santo Subito! Sainthood now or soon! Because I don't think the process should be hurried up for anybody, no matter whether it be Mother Teresa or John Paul II. I would much rather them take a deliberate pace so as not to give scandal and to really make clear the sanctity of those they are canonizing. But that horse is out of the barn, and I'm happy, and I see from your heads bouncing up and down that many of you are too. I won't belabor the point of his biography, because if you don't know it by now, you should. So if you don't know a lot about St. John Paul II, slap yourself. He was a great pope, and he was really my pope. I think of that way because he was one who interested me in becoming Catholic. You know, I was already interested before, but when he was elected, I just found it fascinating. He was Catholic when he was the Pope when I was converted. Of course, he was Catholic. He was the Pope when I entered the seminary. He was the Pope when I was ordained. And you don't know how hard it was to stop saying our Holy Father, Pope John Paul II, in the canon and start saying Pope Benedict. It was hard to stop saying Benedict and start saying Francis, but it wasn't nearly as hard as it was stopping to say Pope John Paul II. He had that much influence. And I think he had that much influence on the church. There has never been a Holy Father who has written and spoken as much as John Paul II on so many topics. And that's why I think that one day he will be proclaimed a doctor or a teacher of the church. One thing I'd like to comment upon, though, is a misapprehension that we have about saints, that they are perfect. You know, sometimes when you talk to little kids, they'll say, you ask them, what's a saint? They'll say, it's like a superhero. No. Saints do not have well, some of them do have superpowers, you know, by location, you know, that's pretty super. Being able to read souls, you know, like Padre Pio, you know, someone came up into confession and didn't confess everything, he let him know because he knew. And there's all sorts of other things like that. But that's not what's essential about a saint. A saint is one who is holy, whose holiness shines forth so much that, you know, after their death, through their intercession, miracles occur. And these miracles are tested rather severely. You know, what the church uses to test miracles is far more than most scientific processes use to verify an experiment. It's very, very strict. And what does it mean? Does it mean that the church makes them a saint? The church somehow teleports them into heaven? No, the church recognizes their sanctity. And there are far more saints in heaven than simply the canonized saints. It also doesn't mean that a saint is perfect, that every word that comes out of their mouth is perfect or kind or whatever. It doesn't mean that every action of theirs is necessarily the best action. You know, St. John Paul II had faults. He had blind spots. One of the examples would be the abuse crisis. Because he had seen the allegations of abuse of children misused by both the Nazis and the communists to tar and feather good priests, he was very reticent to believe any accusation against someone, even if it was well-founded. That was a blind spot, and it's one that his successor, Pope Benedict, cleared up. Now, it doesn't mean that Pope John Paul II tolerated child abuse by any stretch of the imagination. He was just blind. He didn't quite see things in that light. The Assisi meetings of religions, not necessarily the most prudent thing. But guess what? You don't have to always be perfect to be a saint. One of my favorite saints, Saint Jerome, If Jerome made it, I could possibly make it. He was an irascible fellow. He was not always kind by any stretch of the imagination, and yet he's a saint. It's God's desire that we should all be saints. And there was a French writer who said the one tragedy in life is that we are not saints. So don't let a false perception of perfection deter you from the path of sainthood. You don't have to be perfect. You merely have to be holy. So try, and try again. And who knows? You may, in addition to getting to heaven, have your face on a holy card or your image on a statue sometime in the future. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.